What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, big time save here in the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. This is the third episode I recorded on this podcast here. This will come out tomorrow night. Honor Jerome Tang, going to stay put right here in, not here in K-State, Missouri, but staying at K-State, Manhattan. Happiness back in action. And this was brought to my attention late this week. It was on Friday, hearing, I thought there was kind of some silly joke, but it turned out it was serious business. Jerome Tang talking to Arkansas representatives over there, University of Arkansas. It's been a wacky 22 hours, but a save made by Gene Taylor, athletic director for Kansas State University. Huge, huge save. And putting that NIL to use. Obviously, we're talking about NIL. Well, NIL, Wildcat NIL. Of course, that is the name of the NIL program for Kansas State University. If you're new to this podcast, if you haven't heard of that before, or any of the K-State podcasts, which... there are more sources closer to the team than me, myself, and Alex Ancos of the postcast editions for football and sometimes basketball. But luck, man. I can't begin to. I thought it was a sick joke, to be honest with you. Hearing this on 610 here in KC, one Carrington Harrison, CDOT, talking about trying to get jokes off, whatnot. Well, you can keep that in your pocket, man. You can keep that in your pocket, Trump Tang. Not going anywhere, staying put. And that's big kudos to Gene Taylor, who continues to do what he does best at Kansas State. And I just listened to the 3-Mall looking for a little bit more information. Well, those guys, Cole, Derek, John, those guys. Well, this one, it was Cole and Derek. But hearing it from those guys that are more closer to the team, well, Derek is anyways, and looking at, they want to give more money to Tang, and this whole thing, I was a little stunned hearing it on Friday. It was Friday. I was a little stunned hearing that, you know, but I get it. But I get the reason, because the president of the university decided to step in and then apparently trying to make the situation too much. It already has been. Obviously, we're talking about Naquan Tomlin. If you have been out of the loop of it all season long, or you've been in and out, you can find the stories. Of course, it's been a big topic of discussion. Let's not get cute. It's been a big topic of discussion all year long. We try to squash it. And precedent keeps, from what I've read and what I've heard, just telling what it is. He's bringing it up and trying to be a macho man about it, with Jerome Tang, obviously we love him here. I love him. Everyone loves him. look, man, and there were adjustments made apparently with the whole president stepping into the roster. Look, yeah, for one, and I'm standing on this one. He had no business stepping in. It's the coaches. You're not a coach of the team. You're supposed to be overlooking the program. You're supposed to oversee the program, oversee the university, not just stepping in. I mean, I'm even still kind of think back to this. Obviously, this stupid situation should have been handled more better than it was. I'm gonna just leave it what it is. It's there, but more importantly, we got our coach back. He's staying put. Jerome Tang. He's only 2 years in the job. And look, last year we talked about this on this podcast. Look, there are other schools already trying to get, wanting Tang services. He's only in his first year. So this year was for different reasons. But it came down, I don't know the other schools involved. Jerome Tang wanted to take a look, see what's out there, obviously. And this already tells me that You don't have to say me, tell me nothing. I already know that he was not happy. And look, Jerome Tang did all the right things when all this went down, when it first went down, policing the situation and everything else like that. Everyone respects, loves Jerome Tang. And this would have been a big blow. No question asked about that. Obviously the season was a rocky one, obviously, ups and downs and whatnot of the season. And then apparently that's been going on a couple weeks. Jerome Tang taking a look at other options. And we're fortunate to have somebody like a Jerome Tang coaching this men's basketball team. And look, the main thing is, look, we want to get back to that NCAA tournament. He and his coaching staff are doing what they can. Obviously, this year was way different than last year because, obviously, we made it to the Elite Eight. And you got the national championship tomorrow night. Obviously, I'm talking men's basketball here. This year, we made it to the NIT somehow and bounced in the first round. So, with a lot happening in between. So, that's just my stance on it. Again, I really hope to get a bonus in. Probably not tonight, but at some point this week, bring on Alex in here to talk about this, obviously, and there's so much more we can talk about, but obviously, this came on the radar late Friday afternoon. I'm like, what is going on? Or either Thursday or Friday, one of the two, but yeah, CDOT, Carrington Harrison, or whatever his name is, Carrington, CDOT, on CDOT, here at 610, brought it up, and as kind of trying to bring his jokes on, he, I guess, graduated from Missouri and whatnot, but yeah, so that's huge. Gene Taylor did what he needed to do there, giving him more money, and putting segment in place, saying that, hey, President, yeah, no, you're not the coach's damn basketball team, let the coaches make the decision. You oversee the university. I have never. Yes, I'm an alum, K-State alum. If you're new to this podcast, welcome on board of the show, Proportion Podcast, all things K-State. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, whenever you do decide to record some K-State content. But yeah, last thing here, that's just President, you have no business stepping in there unless it's a situation that's whatever, but yeah, that should have been a 100% coach Jerome Tang decision to bring him back. He let him Daquan Tomlin on the sideline, and even that big win, I think, came against Baylor. Yeah, Baylor, they were doing the wall bash up there. He was up there, and next time we know, bam, he's off the damn team. What the hell's going on? So, the president, whoever the damn president is, I ain't mentioning his damn name, but he has no business stepping in there. You're not the coach of the team. Your job is to overlook the program, academics, and yes, sports, but yeah, he had no business doing that, what he did there. It just created a whole blob of a mess, and which almost led to disaster for this basketball program. We got bounced out of the NIT, but you're coming off of almost making it to the Final Four. And yes, we had our struggles, but this year, but inconsistencies for the most part. But this right here kind of set it off. No Quez Glover. You guys heard it, the same song, same dance on this podcast. You hear this on many of the podcasts, but it's back. Now that you got your man back, your big dog back in the house, Jerome Tang, it's all about getting this basketball team back to where it needs to be. And that is get yourselves back in the NCAA tournament and not none of this mess that was created this year. It's just mind-boggling that we almost lost a really good coach due to something that I don't know. but the main thing is Gene Taylor did what he needed to do. To get it. Of course, Gene Taylor hired Jerome Tang 2 years ago. So, look, I mean, he wants that. That's his guy. So look, we love him, we respect him, and I am 100% glad that he's back, because that kind of sent an alarm to me. That was actually the first time I heard about that. I've been out of the loop since K-State basketball in general wrapped up. But yeah, we can breathe a sigh of relief for that one. That could have been a disaster for this K-State program here. And look, with the way the sports that we've seen gone up, with football, Chris Klieman, coming off of a Sugar Bowl appearance, we came off the basketball team come up Elite Eight. This year, fast forward, this women's basketball coming off of a hosting the first two rounds of the tournament. Unfortunately, we didn't get past the round of 32, but that's okay. They're coming off of a tremendous season. They're baseball in the thick of a run. So, volleyball on a revamp as well. Come off a good season as well under Jason Mansfield. So, there's certain points in here that K-State Sports have done a tremendous job across the board in the last several years. And this could have been disastrous. This could have been a big blow for this program. But thankfully, thank God, Jerome Tang is coming back to Kansas State. And more importantly, he can get back to work with what he does best. His coach staff can continue to resume. Bring on guys like a Doug McDaniel, which he brought on this week, before I even knew what was even going on with the damn coaching situation. So, but that's what come on here. Obviously, that's the bigger news story coming out of Manhattan. Jerome Tang coming back to Kansas State. I don't know the actual details at this time, but I have listened to, read from several sources, including the 3-Mile Pod. Jerome Tang coming back. Gene Taylor did what he needed to do, and that's why Gene Taylor deserves a lot of credit and one of the best ADs in the country. For Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. This will come out tomorrow night as I'm recording this on this Sunday night, April 7th, 2024. So definitely Jerome Tang returning to K-State. That's huge for this program. And now this basketball program can now resume its quest to get back to the NCAA tournament and be a little bit more competitive next year. So there's that. All right. We're at our way to Chair Flack on this episode of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State. I'm staying out there in the state of California. Eddie Greer from Kansas City, Missouri. The Pro Project Podcast continues. Go Cats.